National Sleep Foundation has declared this Sleep Month. Every year they remind us of the important connection between your sleep, your health, and your well-being. We've heard all the tips. You know them all, right? But Marianne has come up with some sleep oddities you may have never heard about, haven't you?
That's true, Bob. I've got some sleep facts that are actually going to surprise you. It's more than your regular how to get a better night's sleep advice, which you harp on 5 days a week here.
You've noticed. So you're not going to remind us not to have caffeine after 3 o'clock, stuff like that?
I am definitely not going to do that. But speaking of that, I have found, I just love coffee and the, you know, coffee and milk and lattes and cortaditos and café con leche and all that stuff. So now I have one in the afternoon, but it's decaf. And I almost can't tell the difference. But those are not my tips. Okay, so we spend so much time sleeping, about a third of our lives, and it's only in the last 25 years or so that science has been researching it. And the Cleveland Clinic's sleep disorders specialists have some, well, I'm just going to call them curious and fantastic facts about sleep that you've probably not heard about. Okay, so the first one is that research shows that in the days leading up to a full moon, people go to bed later and sleep less, although the reasons are still unclear. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I'll have to check with Lon Chaney about that, the Wolfman.
Lon Chaney.
Well, full moon made me think of that. Sorry.
I don't know how many people will get that reference, but I certainly do because I was a major Lon Chaney fan and the Wolfman, too. All right. So if it takes you less than 5 minutes to fall asleep at night, you're probably sleep deprived because ideally it should take 10 to 15 minutes.
Don't remind me.
Sea otters hold hands when they sleep so they don't drift away from each other. You and I do that too, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, tiredness peaks twice a day, around 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. for most people. I didn't know that.
6 or 10 a.m. for me.
Okay. Having trouble waking up on Monday morning, you can blame the social jet lag from your altered weekend sleep schedule. I almost didn't give this tip because I know you're going to obsess over this.
I'm already obsessed over that. You know that. Yeah, you're the one who creates my social jet lag.
Yeah, blame me. We are the only mammals that willingly delay sleep.
You know what? Yeah, we use alarm clocks. You don't see your dog or cat doing some sort of artificial wake-up time.
Exactly. And speaking of dogs, English bulldogs are the only canines known to experience sleep apnea, which, as you know, is a breathing disorder. Their usual airway anatomy, which is like they have really short snouts and underbites, that's probably the reason.
So if you have a bulldog, do you put one of those things on the bulldog at night?
A sleep apnea machine. Yes, that's what people are doing with their bulldogs. Being awake for 16 hours straight decreases your performance as much as if your blood alcohol level were 0.05. The legal limit is 0.08. So it's like you're drunk.
Yeah, that explains why I sound like I do in the morning.
In the 17th century, getting up in the middle of the night was normal. People slept in two segments divided by an hour or two of alertness, which was the time for reading, praying, intimacy, or socializing with others. Can you believe that?
So how do we get away from that? Can we get back to that?
I don't know. We'll have to ask the Cleveland Clinic. Going without sleep is likely to make you hungry as levels of leptin, an appetite regulating hormone, fall. That happens to me all the time. If I'm sleep deprived, I'm hungry. One job in early English mill and factory towns was to knock on people's windows to wake them up for work. That could have been your job, Bob.
Yeah, well, you know what? I do the same thing, except I do it via the radio.
Exactly. Sleeping on the job is less of a problem in Japan. Companies may accept it as a sign of exhaustion from overwork.
I've read a lot about this. Yeah, they really encourage naps, and they have rooms for workers to sleep. Yeah, let's hope that catches on here.
Yeah, so far it hasn't. Some car rental contracts make you promise not to drive on fewer than 6 hours of sleep. Did you know that? I had no idea.
Haven't seen that.
Insomnia is often a normal part of grieving. So if you're taking sleeping pills, it can disrupt this natural process. Today, I love this fact. Today, 75% of us dream in color. And before color television, just 15% of us did. That's weird.
Yeah, in the old days, you'd have a dream and then, you know, the picture, the vertical hold and the horizontal hold would be all messed up. And so you wouldn't see your dream properly.
I don't think so. I don't know if I believe that. How can that be? You're not watching TV 24 hours a day. So, I mean, don't you dream from your memories? I don't know. I don't know about that one, but that's what the Cleveland Clinic says. Whales and dolphins literally fall half asleep. Each side of their brain takes turns so they can come up for air. And, of course, the last one is a no-brainer. One of our biggest sleep distractions is 24-hour internet service.
I'll tell you something. What was that you said, that we spend a third of our life sleeping? I wish I could spend a third of my life sleeping.
You do. You take a lot of naps, Bob.
What's on? Yeah, I have to survive. What's on Savvy Planet?
Okay, well, this week I have a recipe for the ultimate easy meatballs. I love meatballs because they're so easy to eat with a side of anything, whether it's like rice or pasta or potatoes. But it's also because I love making a huge batch and freezing them because they are such great protein snacks that you can just take out of the freezer and pop in your mouth. I love that.
Yeah, I love your meatballs. If you want Marianne's recipe, go to SavvyPlanet.com. That's Savvy, then put a hyphen between Savvy and Planet. SavvyPlanet.com. Be sure to subscribe. Marianne sends recipes out every week, and they're all delicious.
Okay, and I also want to remind you that if you want to know what's going on with us, with the cruise or what we're doing, which is something we're doing in October, with all our activities, follow me on Instagram. I am at Havana Girl, just the way it sounds, Havana, HAVANAGIRL. And I am getting ready to post an incident that happened to us in the airport recently where I got to know something about Bob that I just had no idea about. And it will shock you too, probably, I hope. So you don't even know what I'm talking about, but it happened recently. You were carrying something at the airport, and it was a shock.
I'm going to find out at Havana Girl. All right, I'll follow you there. I'll follow you anywhere.